Bezalel Shemizboch, we begin Perek Tashiv, the ninth chapter in the Rambam, Sichos Tumas Taras, the laws of Tumas Taras, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity. In this Perek, the Rambam discussed regarding the actual looking and evaluating of the Negoim. As the Rambam begins, Halacha Alf, who is appropriate to become Tameh, and who is appropriate to evaluate the Nega. Hakol Mistameh ben Negoim. Everyone can become Tameh from a Nega, Afalakotin ben Yomi, even a day-old baby, Vavodim and slaves, Avoloi Goy, but not a Gentile, Avoloi Ger Toshim, and either the resident convert who keeps certain halachas and mitzvahs, the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, but is not a full-fledged ger. And v'kol k'sherin l'ir, says in the Gom, everyone's also able to evaluate and to look at a nega. Now, v'chol ha'negom odin roi oisam, all negom a person can look at and evaluate, chutz m'nega atzmai, except for his own negom. Halacha Beis Rambam tells regarding how to qualify the ri'iyah of the kain. Ava b'sha kol k'sherin l'ir sa'n negom, although, yeah, everyone's able and valid to look and evaluate the nega, but atum of a tahara tli b'koin, the ultimate purity or impurity of that nega is dependent on the koin. Ketzer also. So koin she'en yudei liris. If there's a koin who does not know how to look and evaluate a nega, so hachochem re'eyu, a sage looks at it, v'imlin he tells him, emar tamay, say it's tamay. V'koin emar tamay, the koin says it's tamay. Emar tari says, say it's tar. V'koin emar tar, and the koin says it's tar. He says, askiri, quarantine him. V'ma askiri, quarantine him. Kishnema says, n'pazgim devar, av'al p'yam yikol ribachol noga. Based on their word of the kain, should be every dispute and every nega, which means say the kain has to orally designate it as a nega. Even if the kain was a minor or not fully mentally competent, the sage tells him and he confirms it as a mitzayir, or lets him go, or saiger, or quarantines him. Now, but men, when we say this, when the kain is relying on the words of the sage. If the kohen is looking at it and he's relying on his own self, then he's not allowed to look at any of the negoim. Actually, you're in the rabbi until his teacher directs him. The yibakin that he's proficient b'chal on the negoim with all the negoim, which may say him in older names. B'negi adam kulam with all the negoim of a person. B'negi begadim negoim relate to garments. B'negi batim negoim that relate to that of homes. Halacha gimel. Kohen shetime esatar oitir esatame. So if you have a kohen that actually declared tummy that which is really tar, or tar that which is really tummy, let us reclaim he hasn't done anything. Shemek says the pasuk in Yikra, two different psukim, says tummy who the timah hakoin, it is tummy and the kohen will make a tummy, which seems to tell us only if it's tummy he can make a tummy, but if it's not tummy he cannot make a tummy. And so this is tar who the timah hakoin, it's tar and the kohen will make a tar, only if it's tar could he make a tar. Now mitzayu shenirpa, mitzayu they got healed. Whether from his quarantine, whether from being a confirmed mitzvah, even if it took many years, he retains his tumah until the kohen tells him Torah to your tar, like we see in the pasuk. It has to be v'tiaroi hakohen. Loch adald in a kohen rishai l'tamei so tamei. Moreover, a kohen is not allowed to make which is tamei tamei achi einav b'mkoim hanega until his eyes look at the place of the nega b'or habas in the skin of the flesh. That's on outside. Now, the coin should nega b'tchila, the coin that initially saw the nega by intake, who should ayu? He's the one that checks it out. B'sev shavu echad, b'sev shavu beis. At the end of quarantine week number one and week number two. Moreover, v'hu shem ezgira, and he's the one that quarantines him, or machlita, or confirms him, or paitra, or lets him go. Now, meisar coin should b'tchila, but let's say the coin who initially saw him died or shachal became ill, then ayu kirenach, then another coin should see him. But the sheni yochel etam b'pesayin, but the second coin cannot contaminate him by expansion. Sheni dam possibly pasuk, it doesn't know if it expanded or not. Ilarish, only the first coin knows because he saw him the first time. Moreover, the nemen coin lema coin is believed to say negazet pasuk, the negazet le pasuk. This nega did expand. This one did not expand. The seir loven zek kodmes beharis. These white hairs were before the beharis. Oy beharis who kodmes seir loven, or this beharis was before the seir loven, which will depend if that's going to be a sign of tuma or not. Halacha hey, now cholol, which is a kind that's born from a woman that's forbidden to have been married to his father, is possibly recent negaim, is invalid to evaluate the negaim. Shnemek says in the pasuk, achad mibanav hakahanim, one of his sons is the kahanim, which tells us bekunasim, which is in the state of kuna, which does not apply to a chol who does not have the kedusha of kuna. Of a bali mumin, but if he just has a blemish, not a chol, so kshemli recent negaim, they are valid to see the negaim. But actually is summa, but as long as his blemish is not that he's blind, the fellow achad may end up even in one of his eyes. And vafil koin shekoma or enav, and even a coin that only his eyesight has dimmed, la'yiras negam, he should not look at the negam. Shem says in the pasuk l'chol mari ena coin to all the vision of the eyes of the coin. Sounds like he has to have full visual capacity. Halach above talks about what time is appropriate to see the nega. So in roinus negam el b'yim, you only look at the negam by daytime. Bein lahazgir with it, the quarantine. Bein lahakel with it, the confirm. Bein lifter with it, to let him go. Shem b'chol ha'inyan hu'ayim, because in the whole topic of Nagaim, it says Bayayim, Bayayim, Bayday, Bayday. Moreover, even by daytime, they ain't Rayin Labashachas, they don't see it early in the morning. Not late in the day, towards the evening time. Is not inside the house, not in a cloudy day. Because in all the cases we just described, that is really dim, is going to look stronger. And neither should you look at it at noon, because then what which is strong is going to look dimmer, because the light of the sun is very strong, and you're not going to be able to see the intensity of the color. So then when do you actually look at it? B'shah revius, or b'chamishas, fourth and fifth hour into the day, it's like 10 and 11, which means the cheese, and the eighth and ninth hour into the day. And this is being nega adam, with nega on the person, being nega begadam, or batam, or whether negam in a garment or that of a house. Halacha zayin, now b'chol yom in the segam, every day of the week, one could look at negam, chutz b'shabbos v'yamtim, except b'shabbos and yamtim. Chol yom shvi shal iliz b'shabbos v'yamtim, let's say day 7, which when you're supposed to come back for quarantine and get checked out again, falls out on Shabbos v'yamtim. Mavir l'acharev, you push it off for the after Shabbos. Now v'yesh b'dabal hakal achma, that could end up being as leniency or stringency. Because it's possible that it was going to be on this day of Shabbos, which is the day that is fit to be seen, it could be who'd be tummy. By the time it comes tomorrow, when they're going to check him out, which you got to be on Sunday by daytime, the signs of tummy has already disappeared. And since it disappeared, it's going to be the same as it was, so he's going to go to quarantine in the second week, and then after the second week, if it doesn't have anything, he's going to be lenient, he's going to be let go. But the Efshi Yitar, but it's just possible, had he been seen on Shabbos, it would be tar. And then actually the next day it's going to develop simoni of tuma, which therefore it could be as a, so again, it could be either one, it could be as a sign of leniency, as we said in the previous case, or it could be a sign of stringency. And they don't know b'shasri yosalach Shabbos, because we only qualify him at the time when we see him, after Shabbos, on Sunday. So whether that's leniency or stringency, it doesn't make a difference. Halacha ches, now chasn shnir by nega, if there's a groom, that he has what looks like a nega. We give him the whole, what we call week of Sheva Brachas, the old 7 days of celebration. And whether we see the nega in his garment or in his house, we don't even take a look at them until after the 7 days of celebration are over. So too, if someone develops on a yamtim, we give him all the days of the yamtim, wolf, that we don't look at it, like it says in the pasuk, that the Kohen commands and they clear out, before they take a look at the neg of the house, they clear out all the vessels from the house, which shrink is going to be tummy, so that all the vessels that can't even be purified in the mikvah should be removed before they become tummy, you're going to have to break them. So if the Torah was waiting for something that's volitional, that his vessels should not become tummy, so for a mitzvah purpose, like celebrating on the Yom Tov, celebrating by Sheva Brachas, then for sure they delayed and said, okay, we're not going to check it out until that's over. Halacha tes, imas girin, we don't quarantine, we don't confirm, we don't let go. El b'yim shiro b'betchila, either, it has to be either on the intake, the first time you see him, or b'shvi on day 7, which is after week number 1, or b'yim gimel, or after week number 2 on day 13, specifically by those negam which you have quarantined for 2 weeks. Some don't have 2 weeks, some are only 1 week. But those that are 2 weeks are going to be on day 13. Now, why day 13? Shouldn't it be day 14? No, because day 7 of after the first week of quarantine is counted for the last day of the first week, and so it's counted as day 1 for the second week. We're going to own negam. Whether it's negam for a person or his house or his garments, and therefore day 13 is going to be the end of the second week. Halacha Yud contains regarding the involvement of a nega has to be exclusive just for this nega. So emas girin betoich yimei hezger. One does not quarantine during the days of quarantine. Meaning, let's say he develops another nega, the kohen's not going to pay attention to him at all. He's in the middle of that quarantine. We're just doing this nega. So to v'lemechlit mitoch yimei hezger, we don't do a confirmation of tzaras during the days of quarantine. Let's say imnoy lisimon nehechlit. Let's say he develops in the middle of that week, develops 2 white hairs. It doesn't make a difference. We're not doing anything when we're busy with quarantine. And v'lemechlit namuchlit imnoy nega'achet. Neither do we confirm him as a confirmed tzara if, let's say, he develops another nega, which is clearly that of a simon tuma. And v'lemechgirin oisim b'tochim mechalute. Neither do we go ahead and put him in quarantine when he's in his days of confirmed mitzvah, if let's say imnuli nega achar, shorali soga, let's say he was confirmed as a mitzvah with one nega, and then he develops another nega that would have to be quarantined. No, if he's in the confirmed state, we don't do quarantine. Now, but let's say he had 2 negan, and it's by intake, where they looked at one, and then looked at the other one, before they even did quarantine for the first nega. Then it's permitted to tell him, look, you have 2 negan. For this one, you're in quarantine. But this one you confirmed as a Metzayah. Or you confirmed for the first one and you're in quarantine for the second one. And this is Beim Tchila, whether on the intake, Beim Tchila, whether at the end, Beim Tchila Shavuot Rishon, whether at the end of the first week, Beim Tchila Shavuot Shani, whether at the end of the second week. It's just when you're busy with one thing in the middle of that week or in the middle of that status, then, but if it's at a juncture, then you could go ahead and actually have two different halachas at the same time. But Vein Roin Shnei Negam Ka'achas. But even when it's at the juncture, you don't look at two negam at the same exact time. Rather, you look at one and then you go to the second one. And this Beim Shnei Anoshim Beim Eshecha, whether you're talking about two different people or whether with one person. Shemek says in the pasuk, Bera Koin Nesa Nega, the conscience see the Nega in the singular does one at a time. Lach Yud Aleph Negua Shabola Koin L'Roisir. If someone had a Nega that comes to the Koin to see him, Lo'yimali, he shouldn't tell him Leich V'Shuv, go and come back. El Niskel Lamiyat, no, rather he should go ahead and address him right away. But let's say two people come to him. So okay, Reis Rishon, he first sees the first one, and Mazgira either puts him into quarantine, or Petra lets him go, and Machlito confirms him. Then Machlito Reis Rishon, and then once he's done with the first one in totality, then he goes and he sees the second one. Now, Lachid Beis tells us what's the manner of how they check out the individual who's suspected to have tzaras to make sure to check him out to see if he has the tzaras or not. So in a kain zakuk levakish, the kain does not have to check tachas atzila yad beneath his armpits. Shall negu of the one who has the nega, or bein pachtecha, or between his testicles, or between chakmatim, or between the folds of his overhanging flesh. That shemeshem nega, maybe over there is the nega. No, Shemit says in the pasuk, l'chol mari ena kain, whatever appears to the vision of the eyes of the kain, which is visible. That he doesn't have to be involved in what's invisible. And b'chem b'hayfach kulalov, and same halacha applies to, let's say, when we say the nega turns on the whole body white, as long as what you see, you don't have to check on the folds to see if that's also white. Now, but that would depend on how he's standing. How does one stand in front of the Kohen to say that, okay, only what's revealed at that time, then that's considered as part of it, not what's hidden. So, im ishu, if it's a man, a male, so near arm, so he appears undressed, and he stands like someone who is hoeing, which is like digging the earth, which his legs are spread apart, and that type of standing will establish how his feet should be. And also, the upper half of his body is uchamaisik zesim, like harvesting, picking the olives, which he picks up his hand. That's how you check out the areas in the arm to see what's considered revealed and what's considered not revealed. Now, v'meishahi, if it's a female, so near saruma, so she appears undressed, v'yeshevis, and she sits ko'irechas, like a woman who's kneading dough, which she tends to spread her legs a little bit. What's revealed then is not considered based on what's concealed. Now, since a woman's not normally that she would be hoeing, digging in the earth, so it's sufficient this type of measurement, even though by a man, would be tame also the areas that are revealed when he's hoeing, and even though they're not revealed when you're kneading the dough. But a woman is qualified differently. And uchamanika is bina, moreover, the body, besides the legs being spread, it's also as she's nursing her son, which that's related to a nega that would be beneath the breast, which obviously how you're sitting or leaning over would change the ramification of what's visible, what's not. And further up on her body, uchayreges, related to the area by the armpit, is like as if she's weaving, bo'indim, not weaving with the what one does when they're sitting, rather weaving in a big loom that's a large vessel when you stand and you weave, which shemagbas yada hayaman is, which she reveals, she stretches out, she picks up her right hand, until it reveals part of the area of the armpit. Now, imhoya nega nida behem bezman shein lemdim. So if the nega would be seen by them at a time when they're standing, the way we just described it, man and woman differently, and it's a tummy, that would be considered as tummy. But v'meina nida behem k'shem lemdim kach, but if it's not visible in the state that they're standing as we described, then in this kakana, then you don't have to address what might be in the hidden part. Now, k'shem sh'odim nida l'nega, and just like how a person appears for his inspection of his nega, so too, they appear when there's a locha, the mitzvah who got healed from his tzaras. It says in the Yikra, the begilach is called, so he has to shave off all the body here. What body here? Again, what's revealed as they're standing as we describe them. Shem lo yirah seir b'chol besare, but if you don't see any here in the whole flesh, because yamar arm, when they're standing undressed, ka'idr, like hoeing or kamaisik and harvesting the olives, or kishatesh of isha, or as the woman says, kamaisik, like we explained, that's sufficient for a valid of the shaving of the hair. Then kain zokuk lechapis b'sham mekoymes, and the kain does not have to seek in all the other places. Shem nishbam, say maybe there's some here that's remaining over there. Although you have to shave off all commercial bullock, we explain later on, again, but it's sufficient in the positioning that we described, and you don't have to seek that which called Mekamis of Chusim, that would not be required for neither for the inspection and neither for the cutting of the hair.